This is the Sakar Murli of 11th of June 2025. Essence. Sweet children, you now have to imbibe unlimited purity. To imbibe unlimited purity means to remember no one but the One Father. Question. What is the difference between your stage while you are making effort to claim your inheritance from the Father and your stage after you have attained that? Answer. In order to claim your inheritance from the Father, you make effort to renounce all bodily relations and to remember the One Father alone. When you have received your inheritance, you forget the Father. You now have to claim your inheritance, so do not forge any new relationships. Otherwise, you will find it difficult to forget them. Now remember the Father alone and forget everything, and you will receive your inheritance. Song. This time is passing by. Om Shanti. The Father explains to you, sweetest spiritual children. Only you Brahmins know who are called knowledgeable, Gyani, and who are called ignorant, Agyani. This knowledge is this study in which you come to know that each of us is a soul and that He is the Supreme Father, the Supreme Soul. When you come to Madhuban from your different places, you definitely first consider yourselves to be souls. We are going to our Father. Shiv Baba is called Baba. Shiv Baba is in the body of Prajapita Brahma. He too is your Baba. When you leave your homes to come here, you understand that you are going to Bap Dada. The letters you write even say Bap Dada, Shiv Baba and Brahma Dada. We are going to Baba. Baba comes to meet us every cycle. Baba is giving us our unlimited inheritance by making us pure in an unlimited way. Purity can be either limited or unlimited. You make effort to become pure and Satopradhan in an unlimited way. Everyone is number wise. To have unlimited purity means that you remember no one but the unlimited Father. That Baba is very sweet. God is the highest on high. He is the unlimited Father. He is the Father of all souls. Only you children have recognized Him. The unlimited Father always comes to Bharat. He comes and inspires you to have unlimited renunciation. Renunciation is the main thing. It is also called disinterest. The Father inspires you to have disinterest in the whole of this dirty old world. He says, children, remove your intellect's yoga from this world. This world is called hell, a land of sorrow. People themselves also say this. When someone dies, they say, so-and-so has become a resident of heaven. Therefore, it means that that person must have been in hell. You now understand that what they say is wrong. The Father tells you what is right in order to make you into the residents of heaven. It is only at this time that you have to make this effort. No one but the Father can inspire you to make effort to become residents of heaven. You are now making effort to become residents of heaven for 21 births. It is the Father who is making you into those. He is called Heavenly God, the Father. He himself comes and says, children, I will first take you back to the abode of peace. He is the Master. You will go to the land of peace and then to the land of happiness to play your parts. When we go to the land of peace, those of all other religions also go to the land of peace. Keep the whole cycle of the drama in your intellects. We will all go to the land of peace, and then we will come down here first and receive our inheritance from the Father. You definitely have to remember the one from whom you receive your inheritance. You children know that once you have received your inheritance, you forget that Father. You receive your inheritance very easily. The Father tells you face to face, "Sweet children, forget all your bodily relations. Do not forge any new relationships now. If you do forge a new relationship, you will have to forget that person. For instance, if a son or daughter is born, that too would be a difficulty. That would be extra remembrance of other beings." The Father says, "Forget everyone else and only remember the one alone. He alone is our mother, father, teacher, guru, etc. He is everything for us. We are all brothers and sisters, children of the one Father. We have no relationships of maternal or paternal uncles, etc. This is the only time when we only have the relationship of brothers and sisters. You are the children of Brahma and also the children of Shiv Baba. Therefore, you are also grandsons and granddaughters. You are able to keep this very firmly in your intellects, number-wise, according to the efforts you make. You children become spinners of the discus of self-realization while walking and moving around. You are now living lighthouses. You have the land of liberation in one eye and the land of liberation in life in the other eye. Those lighthouses are non-living, whereas you are living. Each of you has received an eye of knowledge. You have become knowledgeable and are showing everyone this path. The Father is teaching you. You know that this world is a land of sorrow. We are now at the confluence age. The rest of the world is in the Iron Age. The Father sits here with his children at the confluence age and talks to them. Only his children come here. Some children write, "Baba, shall I bring so-and-so to you? He is good and will pick up virtues. Perhaps the arrow will strike him." Baba then feels mercy and thinks that perhaps that soul may benefit. You children know that this is the most auspicious confluence age. It is at this time that you become the most elevated humans of all. In the Iron Age, all human beings are degraded. They all bow down to the idols of those elevated human beings, Lakshmi and Narayan. In the Golden Age, no one bows down to anyone. All the things that exist here don't exist there. The Father also explains, if you stay in remembrance of the Father very well and also do service, you will continue to have visions as you make progress. You don't worship anyone. The Father simply teaches you. Just whilst sitting at home, you can have a vision. Many had visions of Brahma. They didn't have to make effort to have a vision of him. The Unlimited Father grants visions through this one. On the path of devotion, they have visions of whomever they have devotional feelings for. Your devotional feelings are now for the Highest on High Father. The Father continues to grant visions without your having to make any effort. In the early days, so many would go into trance just like that. They would all just sit together and go into trance. They didn't do any devotion. Do children perform worship? They invented a game, Let's Go to Heaven. They would look at one another and go into trance. Whatever happened in the past will repeat. You know that we used to belong to this religion. This is the first and only religion of the Golden Age. It gives a great deal of happiness. Then, gradually, the degrees are reduced. You wouldn't experience the same happiness in an old home as you would in a new home. After some time, that splendor lessens. There is a lot of difference between heaven and hell. Look at hell and look at heaven. You stay in happiness. You also know that your remembrance of the Father has to be very firm. When any of you forget that you are souls, you become body conscious. Even while sitting here, try to have the faith that you are souls. You will then be able to remember the Father. It is a law that when you become body conscious, you remember all your bodily relations. You used to say, mine is one and none other. Baba, I will surrender myself to you. This is now that time. Therefore, only remember that one alone. You can use your eyes to look at anyone. You can tour around. But you souls must only remember the Father. You also have to act for your livelihood. But let your hands do the work while your heart remains in remembrance of the Father. You souls have to remember your beloved. When you start to love a friend, you remember her all the time. Then you find it very difficult to break that string of attachment. Then you ask Baba, what is this? Oh, but why did you trap yourself in someone's name and form? First you become body conscious, then your past karmic accounts deceive you. The Father says, don't let your intellects be pulled to whatever you can see with your eyes. Keep it in your intellects that Shiv Baba is teaching you. Even while sitting here, there are many children who are unable to stay in remembrance of the Father. Therefore, check yourselves to see how much you remember Shiv Baba. Otherwise, your chart will be spoilt. God says, sweet children, remember me. Make a note of that. Sit down in remembrance whenever you want. Eat your meal, go for a walk, and then come and sit in remembrance for 10 to 15 minutes. Here you don't have any mundane business to do. In spite of that, some of you still continue to make your intellect remember your work or business that you left behind. This destination is very high. This is why Baba says, check yourselves. This is now your most valuable time. You wasted so much time on the path of devotion. Day after day, you continued to fall. Once someone has a vision of Sri Krishna, he becomes very happy, but he doesn't attain anything. It is only once that you can receive your inheritance from the Father. The Father says, Now stay in remembrance of me, and your sins of many births will be absolved. Only the children who stay in remembrance can have their sins absolved and become karmateet and receive their passport to heaven. Otherwise, a great deal of punishment will have to be experienced. Baba further advises you, keep a photograph in your pocket of yourself sitting on a throne with a crown, and you will be able to remember how you are changing from what you are into that. The more you look at that photograph, the more remembrance you will have. Then you will become attached to it. I am now becoming Narayan from an ordinary human being. When you look at the photograph, you will experience great happiness and also remember Shiv Baba. All of these things are ways to make effort. Ask others what happens to them by listening to the story of the true Narayan. Our Baba is telling us the story of the true Narayan. There also has to be the calculation of the 84 births you take. Not everyone will take 84 births. No one in the world outside knows anything of this at all. They just speak of these things. That is called theory. Here, yours is practical. Religious books, etc., will be created on the path of devotion, of whatever happens in practice now. You become spinners of the discus of self-realization and then go to the land of Vishnu. This is something new. This is Ravan's kingdom, a land of falsehood. Then there will be Rama's kingdom, the land of truth. This is shown very clearly in your pictures. It is now the end of this old world. Destruction took place 5,000 years ago too. Scientists who are making such things must think that someone is inspiring them to do all of that. They very clearly understand that they will destroy everything by creating those things. However, everything is beyond their control because they are afraid. They know that they can send a bomb somewhere and destroy everything while they sit at home. There will be no need for aeroplanes or petrol, etc. Destruction definitely has to take place. The New World was the Golden Age. Heaven was established 3,000 years before Christ. Heaven is now being established once again. As you make further progress, this will be understood by everyone. You know that establishment definitely has to take place. There isn't the slightest doubt about this. This drama continues as it did in the previous cycle. The drama definitely inspires you to make effort. It isn't that whatever is to happen in the drama will happen. Some ask, is effort greater or is the reward greater? Effort is greater because your reward is of the effort you make. No one can stay here without making effort. You are making effort. Children come here from everywhere and continue to make effort. They say, Baba, I forget you. Oh, but Shiv Baba is telling you to remember him. Whom did he say this to? He said it to you souls. The Father only talks to you souls. Only Shiv Baba is the purifier. You souls listen to him. You children must have the firm faith that the unlimited Father is making you into the masters of the world. He is the highest on high Father, the loveliest Father of all. You used to remember him on the path of devotion. It is remembered. Your ways and means are unique. Therefore, he must surely have given you directions. It is now in your intellects that all these many human beings have to return home. Just think about how many souls there are. There is the genealogical tree of all of them. All souls will go and sit there, number-wise. When a class is transferred to the next year, all its students sit number-wise. You too return number-wise. All the tiny points, souls, will return number-wise and will then come and play their parts number-wise. This is the rosary of Rudra. The Father says, the rosary of so many billions of souls is my rosary. I, the flower, remain above, and everyone else comes down here to play their parts. This drama is predestined. It is said this drama is preordained. You understand how this drama continues. Tell everyone, consider yourself to be a soul, and remember the Father, so that your sins can be absolved, and you will be able to return home. This does take effort. It is your duty to show everyone the path. You don't trap anyone in bodily beings. The Father says, remember me, and your sins will be burnt away. Follow the directions that the Father gives you. There is nothing to ask about in this, no matter how. You must definitely remember the Father. What mercy can Baba have in this? You have to remember Baba, because you have to claim your inheritance. The Father is the creator of heaven. Therefore, you will definitely receive your inheritance of heaven. You now understand that this tree has become old. Therefore, you have disinterest in this old world. This is called unlimited disinterest. Hatha yogis have limited disinterest. They cannot teach you unlimited disinterest. How could those who have limited disinterest teach others unlimited disinterest? The Father now says, O my long-lost and now-found children. You reply, you too are our long-lost and now-found Father. For 63 births you have been remembering the Father. We belong to the one Father and none other. Acha. To you, sweetest, beloved, long-lost and now-found children, love, remembrance and good morning from the Mother, the Father, Bapdada. The spiritual Father says namaste to you spiritual children. Essence for Dharana. 1. In order to claim your passport to heaven, have your sins absolved by having remembrance of the Father and make your stage karmatit. Make effort to save yourself from punishment. 2. Become knowledgeable and show everyone the path home. Become a living lighthouse. Let there be the land of liberation in one eye and the land of liberation in life in the other eye. Forget this land of sorrow. Blessing. May you have pure and positive thoughts for others and give them regard with the feeling for uplifting each soul. To have elevated feelings for each soul, that is, to have feelings for uplifting each soul and making souls progress, means to be one who has pure and positive thoughts for everyone. with your pure attitude and your stage of a well-wisher, transform the defects of others. Consider the weaknesses or defects of others to be your own, and instead of speaking about them and spreading them around, to accommodate them and transform them. This is to have regard. To make a big thing small, to make disheartened souls powerful and not be coloured by their company, but constantly to give them zeal and enthusiasm, is to have regard. Only those who give such regard are the ones who have pure and positive thoughts for others. Slogan: Your old nature and sanskars finish the fortune you have received through renunciation. Therefore, renounce even those. Avyakt signal: Practice being in the stage of soul consciousness. Be introverted. Father Brahma had love for solitude and so was always introverted. He made firm the lesson of I am a soul, I am a soul, due to which he himself constantly remained merged in the ocean of peace and happiness. With his pure thoughts, vibrations, attitude, words and connections, he continued to give others the experience of peace and happiness. Follow the Father in the same way. Om Shanti.